If you've been through a foreclosure, you know it's incredibly stressful, and it can be a very long process. In the end, sometimes you feel like you've been hit by a truck. But there's new data that actually supports the idea that tough economic times are tough on people's health in addition to their finances. Janet Curry is an economist at Princeton University. She found a direct correlation, I understand, Janet, between foreclosure rates and a rise in health problems. Explain.
Yes, well, we're looking at the relationship between foreclosures in a community and the number of visits to hospital and emergency rooms. And what we find is an increase in stress-related conditions like chest pain, heart attack, also increase in what we call preventable conditions like admissions for diabetes or hypertension, which are things where if you got the right preventive care, you should never end up in the hospital to begin with. So that suggests that people are having to cut back on the preventive care that they need. And we also found a big increase in admissions for things like anxiety and even suicide attempts.
We're speaking with Janet Curry, who's the co-author of a study that ties a rise in foreclosure to a rise in ER visits in four states. Those states are California, Florida, New Jersey, and Arizona. She published her findings in this month in the National Bureau of Economic Research. Also with us is Sarah Bullard-Steck, who's a clinical social worker. Sarah, it seems kind of no surprise that having to go through financial problems, and especially something like a foreclosure on your home would actually give you a larger chance of experiencing stress-related health problems. That's not a surprise to you, I imagine.
Not at all. As Professor Curry said, we are seeing a large, just many, many more people coming to me for stress-related illnesses such as panic attacks, shortness of breath, heart palpitations, not things they would normally come to see a therapist about, but they're often related to other kinds of issues in their life. And the people that come to see me know that something's going on and they're not sure what, and so they come and try to talk about some of these stress-related problems that Janet just mentioned.
Well, Janet, how do we know? I mean, what are the illnesses that we're talking about, and how do we know that they're related to, say, a foreclosure?
Well, there's there's a lot of illnesses that could be related to stress, because one of the things that stress is supposed to do is to depress your immune system. So what that means is that you're more susceptible to all sorts of things like infections, which could be any type of infection. So we're actually seeing a broad range of illnesses that are affected. One thing that we did was to think about cancer admissions as something that wouldn't be as affected by immediate stress. So that's kind of a control condition, if you like. And we don't see a big increase in admissions for that. We also look at elective procedures like hip replacements. That's something where you might expect to see a cutback because of financial constraints. We actually don't see much of an effect on cutbacks. So basically the answer to your question is that we try and eliminate some of the other explanations. Another possible explanation in the areas that we're looking at is unemployment. So mm-hmm. It could be unemployment going up rather than foreclosures going up. But it seems a long time ago now, but if you go back to 2005, when the foreclosure, just before the foreclosure crisis started, you actually had foreclosures going up in a lot of communities before there was any change in unemployment. And we still see this effect in that period before you really had the current run-up in unemployment.
It's hard, though, Janet, to actually connect these two foreclosures. I mean, we have also this year had a record number of natural disasters. We've had a number of things going on overseas that are stressful. We're involved at this point in the longest war United States has ever seen. I mean, because somebody comes in with a stress-related illness, we don't necessarily know for sure what the stress is, right?
That's true. true. What we try and do in our study is to control for a lot of things like overall time trends. So that might control for something like the war. We control for county level effects. So really we're trying to look in a particular county at a particular time. Let's compare two small areas, which, you know, one of which has a lot of foreclosures and the other one doesn't. So the idea is that in that county at that time, something like a natural disaster affects the whole county, whereas the foreclosure is really specific to a particular neighborhood. Because we know already from the things we've been hearing about the foreclosure crisis that some neighborhoods were much more impacted than others, and that's what we're looking for within small areas.
Janet Curry, an economist at Princeton University who wrote about this correlation between foreclosure rates and health problems in the National Bureau of Economic Research. And clinical social worker Sarah Bulaj-Steck is with us. I wanted, Sarah, to take a listen to this comment from one of our listeners. We asked this question about whether or not people are feeling stress related to foreclosures.
This is John Manrique checking in from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And honestly, I've used the recession as part of my motivation to get healthier. And obviously, this is not the time you want to get sick, that is, incur major doctor bills. So eating right, exercise, and taking better preventative care of yourself is more important than ever. I mean, honestly, since March of 2009, I've lost 70 pounds and I'm feeling fitter than I've ever been.
Sarah, I mean, I would assume that would be probably some of the best advice you could give to someone at this point. You've lost your health insurance. Maybe you're unemployed. The one thing you do have control over is your health.
Yes. Your health in the senses that that he just mentioned. But also, I would say that your mind is very important. And one of the things I've always found is that people do a lot of talking to themselves, whether they do it out loud or whether they say it in their minds. And what people say to themselves about how they're feeling and what they're doing that day will have a huge effect on what happens. So I really suggest that people listen to themselves, and if they find themselves waking up and saying, oh, Lord, this is, you know, another awful day and I don't know what to do, I'm so afraid about what will happen to me, that will probably produce a not a very good day with a lot of stress. Whereas if each of us can pay more attention to the way we speak to ourselves and essentially be as positive as we can, every thought we have, that can make a huge difference in reducing stress and in, honestly, in functioning better, along with the exercise, the eating better, being around optimistic people, those kinds of things.
Yeah, Sarah Bulaj-Steck is a clinical social worker, employee assistance professional for Steck Associates, calling on the power of positive thinking there. And Janet Curry wrote about the correlation between foreclosures and a rise in stress-related health problems for the National Bureau of Economic Research. She's a professor of economics and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
We want to get a health report from you. Do you think your health has taken a turn since the economic collapse? Sarah in Davie, Florida says, as a professional in the ad industry with a college degree, I make $30,000 a year. That's $3,000 more than the receptionist. Definitely not enough to even be able to afford health insurance, let alone a home, so as not to live with my parents. Give us your health and personal health story at 8778-MYTAKE. You can post it to thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headley. John Hockenberry's out this week. This is The Takeaway.